Favorite musicians in the world, certainly one of the best I got the chance to share the stage with, and I got to know Ethan through the making of this new Way to Mind album. I asked one of my heroes, Bela Fleck, if he would produce the album, and he agreed, and we started working on this project with kind of the idea of just making a complete solo record, just mandolin and voice, and seeing what would happen if we just kind of approached things that way. Taking a lot of the songs that I had written for the album, and then what was just super weird though is around that time, every time I would get in my car, all I would hear is, "'Cause it's all about that bass, about that bass." And I thought, it must be a sign, you know? I mean, it must be. So maybe we need some bass on this record. And so I said, "Bela, what do you think about just, you know, having some bass?" And so he said, "Sure, you know, if you want another instrument, I think that would be great." And then there's the question of who's the bass player going to be. And I was not yet aware of this guy over here, but he came very highly recommended by one of my all-time bass heroes, Edgar Meyer. And so thrilled to still be sharing the stage with him, to have him playing all over this record, folks. He's originally from Washington State and makes his home in Nashville now. That's Ethan Yojevitz.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Let's see, what did we just play? The first one there is a piece by my main musical hero, the man at the center of the hourglass of music, where all the music before kind of funneled into him, and then everything since has kind of sprung out of that. That is Johann Sebastian Bach. It's a piece of keyboard music he wrote, reinterpreted, using twice as many hands and fingers to play it as typically would be done, which is basically what you have to do to make anything work that was originally for the piano. And that was followed by a relatively new tune of Sierra's. Neither of these are on the new record, by the way, but we did just play them for you now, so yeah, there's at least that. That one was a tune, and it's in the key of E. It's called E-Tune. How do you like that?